Have you ever been to one of those live plays or concerts, and at the end of it, there's applause, and then the curtain comes down or closes, and the applause continues, and the performers go back out in front of the curtain, and the applause starts up all over again, and it's a standing ovation, and then they go back, and the applause continues, and the people come back out and bow again and applause, and they go back in, and they just keep milking it, right? It just keeps going. They have already received their reward. Jesus says three times in this gospel that after they get all the attention they seek, they've already received their reward. I hope Jesus never says about me that I have already received my reward. That's a frightening bit of information. That I don't want to receive that mail, that I have already received my reward, means there is no more reward for me to receive. And yet, I have to be honest. I don't know about you, but attention feels good. And I see this in other people. You know that I raise children, so my children occasionally, some more than others, would be drama queens. I don't know if you ever had a drama queen in your family, but here's what a drama queen does. Everything is big. Everything is exaggerated. You wouldn't even think, if you're a drama queen, of going up and putting money in the basket unless it was a big deal. And when you get punished, it's terrible. It's tragic. It's the end of the world for a drama queen. I know nobody in this room has ever been a drama queen. I think I'm guilty once in a while of having been a drama queen. You see it in just human interaction. And if you get the desired response for being a drama queen, then likewise the answer is just as good for you. You've already received your reward. Frightening. Eternally frightening to hear the words of Jesus said about me that I've already received my reward. If there's a reason not to be a drama queen over my prayer, my fasting, my almsgiving, it's to make sure that I am not taking my reward early. The whole idea of store up treasure in heaven, I don't want to get paid now. I want to get paid later. This is a savings plan. Because if I'm paid now, if I get my recompense now, it means my savings account is empty in heaven. That's frightening. And so Jesus is just giving us good spiritual guidance. You want a relationship with the crowd? Play to the crowd. They'll repay you accordingly. You want a relationship with God? Play to that audience. That one pays a different kind of prize. And it's the reason why we're here today. So that our Father who sees what is hidden will repay us. There's a definition of honor that's used in the Naval Academy, the United States Naval Academy, in training officers. And I really like this term, that honor is what you do when no one is looking. Now, this doesn't mean that community prayer like Mass, we shouldn't participate. So, I mean, there's a Protestant leaning here that you could fall into, the saying, I don't need to be with Mass, just me and God in private. That's enough. No, that was never the context. If you read the entire Bible, you will never get that intention. We are always meant to pray in community and pray with our Father in secret. Both and. Like a marriage. My marriage is both public and private. My priesthood is both public and private. If, however, it becomes overly public and there's no private, it's empty. Both feed. You see a couple married and they pray individually. They both have a faith. And then they come together and go to Mass. And you can tell. It's being fed. That faith is being fed. It's feeding their relationship. And the fact that they're coming to Mass together is reaffirming the bond that they have in God. So it's not either or. It's just what Jesus is telling us today is, if your faith is all for the consumption of the crowd, then if they applaud, you've already received your reward.